It's our Academic All-Star Interviews on Regional Radio, and this hour we focus our attention to Kingston High School in Cadet. We have with us salutatorian Dakota Miller. Dakota, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It's an honor.
Now, is this something that you've strived for your entire career while in school at Kingston?
Yes, ever since I was in kindergarten. I've always wanted to succeed in my academics and volunteer work, and I've always wanted to go to college too.
Now tell me a little bit about yourself. What's some of your things you enjoy doing?
Well, I like bowling at our bowling alley in Potosi, Missouri. I was team captain for a few years. I also like volunteer work. I'm involved in student council, the Upward Bound program, and I'm also going to be in a volunteer program when I'm in college. It's called the Centennial Leaders. And we basically go around helping everyone in the community and raising money for different programs.
How do you find out about that?
I found out about it when I went to Missouri State, and they suggested that I try out for the program because I've been in student council and I've done so much volunteer work. And that's how I got involved in the program. And then I got a scholarship for it.
So that's your college, Missouri State?
Mm-hmm.
Once you graduate from college, what's your immediate plans? What would you like to be doing?
Well, I'm going to get a degree in communications, and I plan on volunteering in a program called the Courage Foundation. It's a program that helps students recover from things like mental abuse, emotional abuse.
Did you receive a lot of scholarships this year?
Yes. Not a lot, but I've received some. I've received the Upward Bound Scholarship, the annual Zeba Hazy Scholarship, the Courage Scholarship, the Centennial Leaders Scholarship, the Cavender Scholarship, and the A-plus Scholarship.
Wow, I bet your parents are pretty happy about that. That's going to help you out a lot.
Oh, yeah, they're really proud of me.
Tell me a little bit about your parents.
Well, my dad's Jeremy Miller. He works in a masonry business. That's kind of what he loves to do. He's always been really good at working with stonework and things like that. My stepmom has her own business as well. She runs a company called Style Dots, and she's an independent seller. And, yeah, they're really good parents because they've always encouraged me to be more than what people expect of me and to just be myself in the face of life's difficulties.
What are some of the other clubs or maybe organizations you're involved with at school?
I'm in the Renaissance program, which is kind of an academic program at our school. They rank you based on your grades, your attendance, and attendance referrals. So if you don't have any if your attendance isn't a high percentage, then you wouldn't be in the Renaissance program. And I'm also in A-plus, as I said. I'm in the speech program in the Reader's Theater department. And basically all we do is go to competitions and compete for acting pieces. Like I've done a piece that was called Billy Bishop and the Fantastical Worlds of Billy Bishop. And I was a rabbit that was crazed.
So what about Hollywood? Would that be in your future?
Maybe if I decide that, you know, the whole volunteering and helping people doesn't work out, then I'd like to make people laugh.
You bet. Did you have a favorite teacher in school?
Yeah. His name is Mr. Moss.
And what did he teach?
He teaches speech and composition.
Would that be your favorite class as well?
Yes.
All right. Did you have a favorite moment in school, something exciting happened that stands out?
Yeah. Whenever I competed for the duet acting category in the speech program, it was my junior year, and I never would have thought that I would have made it so far with the piece, but me and my friend ended up making it third in our region for it, so it was a really fantastic moment to be a part of that.
Once you graduate, what's your plans for summer?
I plan on getting a job and volunteering at a local abuse center for kids and women.
Hey, I appreciate you talking to us. Congratulations on becoming the salutatorian at Kingston High School. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, thank you for the interview.
And that's Dakota Miller, the salutatorian at Kingston High School, our academic all-star interview on regional radio.